And I think that it's always interesting to hear an author read his own poem, if you know it already, and compare his interpretation of it with your own. To those who may hear poems they've not read, I should like to say, for their consolation, that I myself can never understand a poem when I hear it. I can't understand a poem until I've read it to myself. All that I get from hearing a new poem is, if I may say to myself, I would like, this sounds interesting, I would like to read it. So I hope that I'll give that, at least, to those who may hear anything unfamiliar. But the chief reason why I hope that some of the audience are hearing me for the first time is not that I shall read the same poems I read before. It is that I shall make the same remarks that I made before. There are certain things that I always say when I give a reading, and anyone who's heard me already will have heard them before, and anyone who ever hears me again will hear them again, because they've really been reduced to what seemed to me the essentials. That is to say, I like to explain in the first place that when I read my poems, I read them in chronological order. They fall into certain definite periods, which were gaps, between which there are gaps indicating mental, a sort of state of mental drought when I didn't expect to write anything ever again. As I always say, I read the best, I think, the poems that I've written most recently or the least remote from my present existence, so that I always expect and believe that I read rather better toward the close of the evening than I do at the beginning, where I've almost lost touch with the man I was when I wrote the early poems. The other thing is that I make certain remarks, not these remarks which are preliminary, but I occasionally make remarks in between poems or groups of poems. That is for the purpose of separating one poem or one type of poem from another, and of giving you an interval in which to rest and clear the past previous poems away from your mind before you hear the next. I think that it's it can be extremely fatiguing and in the end make no effect at all if man just reads his poems straight ahead without making any comment. So you ought to take these comments merely as necessary interruptions or intervals, and you need pay no more attention to them than they command from you.